Welcome back, everybody, to our podcast. My name's Dylan.
This is the Cunning Buffoons.
Yes, podcast. I forgot that part.
This is our podcast. This is Dylan and Andrew. I'm Andrew, and that's
Jones.
Like Jones E?
Like Dr. Jones, right here.
Like Indiana Jones?
No, Doctor.
Dr. Jones.
Dr. Jones.
So you're the Professor Jones.
What are you a doctor of?
Stoopology.
Stoopology? Yeah.
Heck yeah.
All right, guys, eat your pie.
I graduated, all of you.
See, now they can eat their pie.
I mean, I passed all of you.
Heck, you did.
Wi-Fi.
I know you passed Stoopology, bro.
Are you picking up at all, Mom?
Yeah, I passed. Duh.
Wi-Fi.
I passed you. Yeah. I was your professor, bro. You're looking Dr. Jones, bro.
So you're stupider than me?
So you're like
the valedictorian.
You're the valedictorian of your class?
I have a doctorate in Stoopology. Duh, I'm smarter than you.
Understandable, I guess.
Well, dumber, technically.
But would that be, would you be dumber because you have a degree? And people think because you have a degree, that means you're smart for some reason.
Okay, guys.
Today,
Black
apparently,
Tar Pie.
Look it up and make sure we're right. I don't think it's National Pie Day. Why would we celebrate pie?
Okay, Black Tar Pie.
Not Pie, P-I-E, Pie, P-I, 314.
Oh, it's like actual... Like, we could celebrate mathematics. Well, then why in the crap did I get pie? Why aren't we doing calculus?
Calculus doesn't taste delicious.
Oh, yes, it does.
Also, it's stupid and useless.
I like calculus.
Okay, black tar pie tastes like
okay,
trash.
So apparently,
don't eat black tar pie.
Apparently, I bought a bunch of pie for them to eat so that we could celebrate mathematics. This makes no sense.
But okay, it tastes good.
Don't eat black tar pie, because black tar pie is not good.
Cherry's not bad. I'm not gonna lie.
Black tar pie is not good.
All pie is terrible.
Okay. Now this strawberry red goop pie.
I thought it was cherry pie.
We'll try strawberry. Don't eat cherry pie, because don't eat strawberry cherry red grape pie. Nasty.
Blueberry tastes like a Pop-Tart to me.
Now, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I like Pop-Tarts.
Don't eat either of these.
You want to try it?
This is terrible.
It does not look like it would taste like a Pop-Tart.
It tastes, I promise you.
Okay,
like
a real Pop-Tart or like one of them UGO Pop-Tart knockoffs. Now, I'm not going to try it right now.
Blueberry
pie. Okay. I'm really thinking
about
it.
Okay, guys. Okay. Apple pie that looks like peach cobbler.
Yeah, the apple. I'm like.
Okay.
Iffy on.
All of this is mid. Don't eat pie.
Have you even tried the pumpkin one? Or is that whatever that one is?
That just tastes like mushy crap. Don't eat pumpkin pie either.
I like pumpkin pie better for some reason.
That's all you.
Oh, I'm out.
Yeah, don't give it to me.
I don't eat pie as is.
Oh. Why is
that's
that
it.
One? This is terrible.
We should have just done math.
This? No, I hate math.
I failed.
I'm actually kind of good at math sometimes, but only sometimes.
I failed math. Big time.
You're good at, like, money math.
Like, okay.
Same.
This is terrible. This is interesting. That had like a terrible taste.
What is interesting when describing food?
Like
is,
I'm
is
never,
that good? Is that good or bad?
I'm never going to ask for this again in my entire life.
Okay, so like interesting describing a person. You're never going to want to see him again your entire life? Is like the same scale?
No, absolutely not. Like it's like I'm glad I tried this, but I'm now I know I don't want to ever try it again. Same for people, you know?
Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
You're you trying know. People?
Yeah. You just cut a little slice off the arm, fry it up.
Okay.
Oh, come on. We taste like pork. At least that's what we smell like when we're burning. Yeah. That's how you know you really messed up. You get a good third degree burn, but at the same time, you're like, Malachi. I raised you better than that.
I don't like any of this.
I haven't got a third degree. I've had a second, but not a third yet.
I've had a one, two, buckle my shoe.
You know it's a good burn once you start smelling the bacon. Like, that's how you know.
I remember that.
Bacon?
Yeah, that's what we smell like.
I don't even have bacon.
Or
I've
like
never even had bacon.
A good pork chop.
Pork chop's all right. I like pork chops.
Oh, crap. Didn't get all my belches out earlier. I'm sorry, Mom. Dang, son.
I don't have one in the chamber. So.
I had a topic I was going to ask you about this week, guys, but I completely forgot what it was.
I had a topic I was going to bring it up.
Today's subject.
On the way here.
Bring it.
Slavery.
Why is that always the subject?
That's great. I love that one.
Shut up and go cut my wheat.
Wheat.
What do y'all think about daylight savings?
Stupid.
Then we should get rid of it. Which time do y'all like?
I like this time. We should keep this time all year round.
I thought we voted to get rid of it 100. Will you look that up?
Today we're going to mix.
I thought the Tennessee Senate and we're waiting on what? Congress or the actual federal whatever to get their butts in gear and do something for the people besides spend money on other countries.
I saw Trump talk about it. He was like, it's a 50-50. Cuz some people want it, some people don't.
Apple and blueberry and cherry pie together.
That's disgusting.
Well, I just don't understand.
Stop wasting pie.
That's a waste.
Are you going to eat it?
Yeah. Are you going to eat it?
I wasn't going to eat it before.
What? Eat it now.
Why are you wasting it? I would have eaten it.
No, you wouldn't.
Eat it now.
Not now.
It's okay.
I got $5 in my wallet that says Malachi will eat it right now.
I don't know how much hanger going
$5, I'll eat it.
Mama, you'd eat it for free.
Not now.
I have $3 I'll give you if you eat it. That's $6, $7, $8, $9. That's $9, right? No, it's $8.
Maybe I'm on to something right now, guys.
Eat it
because they all sucked by themselves.
You have to eat the entire plate for $8.
Guys, I have a job.
Yeah, but you're gonna make way better money per hour eating that pie.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
Maybe get you some ice cream to mix it up with. And turn it into a big shake. Sprinkle some protein powder in there.
That's terrible. I can't even think about a pie shake.
Not worth $8.
That made it don't.
Oh, God. But anyways, you're supposed to be looking up daylight savings time, not eating pie.
Everything you said was right.
Huh? Why did we ever
Tennessee
start doing the crap in the first place, though?
To get rid of it.
Factory hours. What I was told.
Really?
That Henry Ford wanted longer hours in his factory.
Yeah, but just have them come in later and work later.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or have them come in earlier and work, leave earlier.
Either one doesn't matter. I can leave at night. Show up night, leave at night. Don't matter to me.
Well, you can now. Back when all this first started, electricity and lights and stuff weren't widespread. But it still didn't make any sense because they were we're going to make more daylight. No, you're not, you retards. There's a finite amount of daylight, and there ain't jack diddly squat you can do about it.
Arizona and Hawaii do not observe daylight savings.
Arizona and Hawaii. Mm-hmm. Well, it would make sense for Hawaii. They're out in the middle of nowhere. They can do whatever they want. But
I didn't even know Hawaii was a part of the U.S. till about 3 years ago.
Yeah, we homeschooled our kids.
I just thought it was their own.
We done real good for them. We tried to teach them. He just, he got his degree in stupology first.
Yeah.
And then once he had that doctorate, he didn't want to learn anything else.
You look like you're enjoying that pie over there.
He's debating on whether he's going to be in the trash can cam, bent over in the trash can here in a minute. So you like the cherry pie, awesome. Huh?
Cherry and blueberry is better than pumpkin, in my opinion. I thought I liked pumpkin, but not
the only thing pumpkins are good for is putting tannerite under.
I second that.
And planting next year's pumpkin field.
I've done that once, put tannerite in it.
That's awesome.
We done it a couple years back, and there was pumpkin seeds by the front fence. We shot them back here. We got some good ones.
Heck yeah.
What was that, during Hank's wedding? After Hank's wedding, we took all the pumpkins.
I can buy tannerite.
You can buy Tanner. I got 22 pounds in the safe.
I can buy it now.
I am tapped out. That is
okay.
Vile.
So, in 2019, the state of Tennessee passed legislation to observe daylight savings time year-round. But this requires federal approval, which hasn't happened yet.
Why does it require federal approval, though, is what I don't understand.
Because
that's above my pay grade.
Think about it this way. Approval. Federal.
Yeah, I knew you were not about to cook.
You just went real deep on us.
Okay, so Basically, if the government is not controlling some part of your life, they're not happy.
Oh.
So, you know, obviously they got to.
So it's so that we can make them happy.
They got to be able to take your land whenever they want. You don't own anything, because that would make sense.
I don't want to Glock with a switch. I'm joking. That's a joke.
Listen, the ATF is still a thing. Wait till they're disbanded. Then
ATF.
You can.
ATF.
Then they're going to hear like Freebird blasting over the ATF, radio when they come tomorrow.
African.
Transport Foundation.
Transgender.
Farmers.
Faggots. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. farmers. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You can't be a faggot and transgender. And like, that's not how it works, right? Because, like, the transgender, there's a lot of transgender people that, like, and there's a lot of people that aren't transgender that truly think that just because you think you're a different thing, you can be a different thing.
Well, what? I think they're faggots.
Y'all's generation is messed up.
I think it's Dylan's fault, kind of, partially.
Like, have y'all read 1984, George Orwell?
No, I've heard some stories about it.
I have it at the house.
You need to read 1984, and you need to read Aldous Huxley's A Brave New World. And then, like, what y'all are dealing with and, like, is the perfect blend of them two. Because, like, they didn't go full totalitarian control, but, like, they didn't go full, you know, please the masses through pleasure and drugs and opiates. But, like, yeah. It's pretty close. Because, like, there's a good majority of the population that has no clue what's going on, and they have no care in the world to actually figure out what's going on because they're too busy living their life. That's what I was going to ask you. What are your opinion, like true opinion, on UFOs?
What?
I think they're just demons messing with people.
It's just a pizza in the sky.
Like, I don't think, like, I think, like, all UFO sightings, I think it's just fallen angels messing with people. That's my personal opinion. Or there could be other races of beings out there. Like, the whole human idea of we're it because we're it is stupid, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Like, even the biblical perspective where they're like, well, God created man. Well, he also created the angels and all the other orders of beings. And, like, you know, the angels weren't specifically listed in creation, which means they were created at a separate point in time, which means even biblically it shows you that God created other things at other times. So how could he have created other races? Yeah. Could there be all types of freaking aliens running around out there? Yeah. Will we ever see any of them? I don't know.
I think the first few ones, like the ones.
But don't you think that he could create different universes if he wanted to?
Oh, easily.
Exactly. So, I mean, even if he did, he could.
Well, like, I mean, even the spiritual and physical realm exist right here within each other. It's just we can't access the spirit, you know, world.
Yeah. Well, you, I mean, not. Everyone can.
Y'all,
you know?
Can't. I can't.
Some people can.
Yeah, some people can see into it. I think there are some people that can, like, interact with it. But, like, it's. Are you texting me over there?
I like my widget board.
Your Wega board?
Where did my thing go?
Can you shut up?
I didn't even say
UAPs, that. Unidentified aerial phenomenon. I'm sorry. They're no longer unidentified flying objects. They're now UAPs.
No.
We're not changing words.
Just like we're not changing the freaking alphabet.
That's stupid.
Yeah, I need to put that back on your microphone stand.
Where does it go?
It's the little thing that goes right here that, like, you can screw down to tighten up the top where it doesn't move for you. I made a mistake.
You gotta say LMOP as fast as you can.
No.
ABCDEFGHIJKLMNOPQRSTUVWXYZ.
Yeah. So.
Now say them backwards.
I can't. I can't.
Will you look up who decided that that's a sobriety test?
W.
Will you look up the name of the person that decided that saying your ABCs backwards meant that you were sober? Because I want you to find me 100 people that can say their ABCs backwards while sober.
I can't do it.
I can't say them forwards. Like, I'll mess it up going forwards. How the heck am I going to say it backwards?
If I have to look for M, I have to do the whole ABC.
Yeah, that's how everybody has to do it.
Like, it's terrible.
But yeah, it is what
like,
it is.
Why would you not A, B, C, D, E? And they're like, say it backwards.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, is a
good one. The song, they don't have the song backwards. We can't play songs backwards. That's satanic.
It's like if you put the Barbie movie in.
Yeah, you're going to get the grammar demon to come up. He's going to come up and slap the piss out of you. You used the wrong there. That's what we need to do.
Honestly, half the officers probably be like,
see?
Did you do it right?
See, senor? Say your ABCs backwards.
That's, I mean, they're going to run down.
That's not a thing?
Used to be a thing. I swear it was.
I have known people that were asked that.
While the idea of reciting the alphabet backwards as a sobriety test is a common misconception, no official organization or body has standardized or recommended it as
so
a
they can just be douchebags if they want?
Oh, so like the cops that use that are just jerks.
Some officers might ask for alphabet recitation, including backwards, as a form of divided attention test.
Yeah, but like you,
which requires both mental and physical tasks.
Yeah, physically, like that one that there's one a while back. It's like a 9-minute video. She knows this guy's drunk, and this cop is trying her darndest to get him. And like she's got him walking a straight line. He's touching his nose. He's dancing. He's singing. Like they're like line dancing and crap in the middle of the road.
Talk about that cowboy dude, yeah.
And then finally, she tells him to do like one fancy move, and he's like, "Oh hell, I can't do that. I'm too drunk for that." And it's like 9 minutes. Like the bro is sitting here line dancing like a crazy fool. I think he's fine to drive. I don't care what legal limit you have. Or the one guy that's like, bartender cut me off because I was too drunk. If I was too drunk, could I do this? And he hits the stereo, and I can't remember what song plays. But like he hits the stereo, opens his car door, gets out, and just yeets a bowling ball in the middle of a parking lot. And way at the other end, he hits the pins and hits a strike. And he's like, if I was too drunk for another drink, could I do that? And there's stuff like that that I see that I'm like.
But if you weren't drunk, could you do that?
I mean, if he can do that while drunk, he probably drives better drunk.
This is true.
So does everyone have to, like, test in their life if they drive better sober or drunk?
I think, you know, the ancient proverb where, like, for it to be a good idea, you got to debate it twice.
Well, if Tennessee
was
wasn't
Syria that did
so,
that, or Babylonians?
Tennessee wasn't so against drunk driving. Like, if you're trying to get your permit in Tennessee, don't study traffic laws.
Yeah.
Don't study anything that you need to drive. Study DUIs because
well, for your
that
test,
makes
yeah,
sense.
That's 99% of it is DUIs.
Which is stupid.
It's over. I think it's 40% or 20, 40 or 20% of it is DUI questions.
All the questions because there's a huge problem with it.
I mean, yeah, but still.
But then again, I think that goes back like when we was talking about a couple or my last week or the week before, where it's like the laws in Georgia. Like, there's a lot of teenagers that are going to drink. There's a lot of parents that allow their teenagers to drink. Being able to
ancient
allow...
Ancient Persia.
Yeah. The Persians, in order for an idea to be a good idea, you had to debate it twice. Once sober and once drunk. And if it didn't sound good both ways, it wasn't a good idea. And it's like, I kind of like this.
To ensure the decision was sound and well considered.
Hey, look up what percent of the Tennessee driver tests... is DUI or whatever. I don't know how to word it.
But, yeah, like the Georgia thing, what we was talking about. And a guy responded. I'm going to have to start making y'all respond to some comments. But, anyways, guy, you know, said that's the law in Texas, too. We're like, at your parents' discretion, in your parents' presence, you can drink. Do you know how many parties in my youth I went to that people didn't drive drunk because they had somewhere to stay for the night?
Yeah.
It was a big field party. We brought tents. You know what I mean? Like, we knew... like, let's figure out how to negate the, oh, we're all soused, we don't need to be driving. Well, let's fix it where we don't have to drive. Like, if your kid's going to be that type of kid anyways, either A, learn how to make them not and actually keep an eye on them, which is hard to do, but then you're going to let them go out, they're going to sneak, they're going to do it. So, like, there's a fine balance, but at the same time, it's like you wouldn't be out drinking and driving if you had somewhere that you could be that was safe.
Yeah. DUI questions make up 50% of the written test.
Yeah. 50% of the written test is what happens if you get caught drinking and driving. But then I know people.
Most likely.
No, but I know people that's got 10 DUIs and still got their license.
A 0.8, 0.5, something like that?
I think it's 0.08.
0.08.
Which, to me, though, that's also one of those things that's. That's like the medicines that say don't take this medicine and then operate heavy machinery. Like the first time I take a new medication, if I'm ever on one, I will take it and see how it affects me. But like there's a lot of stuff that I can take and act normal that she can't. What are y'all doing?
I don't know what he's
Dylan's
doing.
Dylan's getting bikini notifications on his phone.
Oh, that was bikini?
Yeah, that's why I asked if you were wearing that.
Oh, no.
Like your bikini or yeah, you no. looking at women in bikinis, Dylan?
It's like Amazon, like getting ready for summer.
Oh, Amazon's trying to pimp you up. It's like you could see a hot girl in this bikini if you'd buy and give it to her.
That is.
That's not creepy at all. Just approach some random girl and be like, yo.
I want to see you in this.
Just look like your side.
I want to see you in this.
Just crazy. Don't hold up a trash bag. I'm going to go open the shop door. It's getting hot in here.
I mean, if she laughs, hot in here. She just might be the one.
If she laughs. Look, I have videos of people trying to raise a trash can. Okay? It happens.
What do you mean raise a trash can?
I mean, it riz a trash can.
Like an actual
like
trash
a literal can? Trash can. You weren't even there. You've seen the videos.
Thought you're gonna open the shop.
He got in trouble, I remember that.
Are you talking about hang on backwards? And I gotta sit down where you can hear me. But are you talking about to where y'all asked Modif to riz the trash can? And then he turned around and started sweet talking to trash can. And then I turn around and watch as Mr. Bernie walks directly around the corner right up to him as he's like, so.
Yeah, well, it happens.
And then Mr. Bernie looks at me and goes, I don't know, man. I don't know. Just walks off.
So did he pull the trash can?
No.
I mean, I think he had it going until the adults showed up, kind of, you know, broke up the party.
Dang. Always the adults.
Fix your hair.
It's fixing good out. What's wrong with my hair?
It's like
all crazy.
Stuck to your forehead.
There you go.
They look like, well, I should be working at what's in places? They had things. You watched them. DVDs. Movie stores. That's the word I'm looking
Blockbusters?
For.
Blockbusters?
Yeah. Like a Family Video or a Blockbusters.
Yeah.
What?
Like y'all don't remember them.
Yeah, dude.
Everyone
had,
at our
I had
Family
one in my
Video was kind of normal.
Yeah, Family Video is a normal one, but then there's some other ones, like you go in the video store, and it's either a complete stoner, you know. You're like, you got any good movies out? And he's like, movies? What? Or it's the complete dork. Hair glued to his head. Any good movies? And he names every cinematic masterpiece for
That's
the last 20
true.
Years.
That's not true. We had stoner dorks at ours.
Yeah, but the stoner dorks are still like, they'll get into the genre, they'll have the good movies, they'll make the recommendations. But if you just get the sober dork that's just a dork, he doesn't make recommendations. He gives you the full, like, synopsis and the breakdown. It's like, dude, I don't need to know all this. I just need to know if there's a bunch of people that die. I want to watch a movie that's like an 80s action flick where there's a bunch of explosions, bullets flying, and people die, and no plot.
We had old people at ours. Awesome old people.
I think we should normalize just getting paid.
Just getting paid, like universal income?
And like
freaking socialist.
Everybody's 16 birthday, the government should ship them an H2.
Hummer.
Motorcycle.
Oh.
Everybody's
H2R?
16th birthday, the government should legally have to send them a Kawasaki.
Well, I'm H2. Late on mine.
Now, wait a minute, though. Is this population control?
It could be.
Because, I mean, think about it.
Like, you don't want some people on motorcycles, but...
You don't want some people in a car.
Well, as long as you pass that little test, they don't really care.
I've known some people that probably shouldn't even be walking, much less driving a car. But, like, I had a buddy of mine that was, he never spoke more than two words at a time. And last time I seen him, he didn't even know who I was because he was sober. And it's the first time I think I'd ever seen him sober in his entire life.
Dylan, if you finish your pie and you want some more, some right there.
You don't have to eat the pie, Dylan. Tasia will just mean mug you the whole time for wasting the pie.
Nobody wasted
I'm
any
eating,
pie.
I'm the only one eating the pie.
Nobody wasted any pie here.
Malachi.
It was gross anyway. It's not a waste.
Pie is not gross.
That was gross. I don't know.
No, duh.
The pumpkin pie is kind of gross.
That would be gross. Yeah.
No, the whole thing was gross. They were gross before. They were gross after. They
the blueberry and cherry are the better one, in my opinion. The pumpkin's terrible.
That cherry tastes like Buddy Bum Kiss.
To
the
me,
blueberry tastes like a Pop-Tart, I promise you.
Yeah, but look at the pie, okay? Yeah. To me, a pie is someone had a bunch of fruit, and then they were crazy. And they were like, well, let's make a fruit casserole. Because that's all a pie is. It was a fruit casserole.
Canceled.
And I don't like a daggum casserole as it is.
What wow. did you do? Casserole?
Did you do? Do I have a gong over there that I don't know about? Did you buy a special effects pad?
She said one of. Oh yes. Now, go over here and meditate.
Yes.
It is time for relaxation.
Relaxation.
Bobby.
Hang on. Let me call a tech support.
Oh, this is Apple Tech Support calling your computer virus. No, yes.
Your computer has a virus.
I need your credit card information and your social security number, please. What? What? You mean you don't think I need your social security number?
No, I had one call me.
No, I need your social security number.
And
no.
he said he was the IRS. And he's like, I'm going to need your he asked for social security so that I can verify your identity. And I'm like, how about this? You're the IRS. Why don't you tell me my social, and I'll tell you if you got it right. And then they hung up on me.
Right. But you have to be like, this is Steven from Microsoft. Your name is not Steven, bro. I do not care
your
what
name
you.
Is most likely Ishmael.
It's like, it's got to be the most white dude name you ever heard. Oh, this is Andrew from Microsoft calling to tell you that I need your social security number. Like, sir, I need your... And then you're the other guy, like, why does Microsoft need my socials?
And then I keep getting calls from there's roofing companies. They want to come look at my roof because of the recent storms. And they're like, we just called them to schedule a time to come look at. No, thank you. Well, sir, you don't understand. It's completely... No, thank you. But, see, you don't know, thank you. Like, I understand it's your job to call people, but when they say no, being pushy ain't going to get you more sales.
Why do you answer them? I don't even answer them.
Because I get calls from, my number gets given out a lot to people that I don't know, and then people that text me and say, hey, I gave your number to such and such, they're going to be giving you a call.
Yeah, but this is how it works. If they want to talk to you, and you know, bad. They call a second time. Second time, sure, answer them.
Yeah, but that's the thing. The telemarketers call that many times, too.
Well, no, I don't get that many calls because nobody calls. Not even the telemarketers. Like.
They called me like 5 times in a row, 2 or 3 times a day. Some company like, oh, you know, we're here to offer, like, we're wondering if you're interested in selling your house. And I kept telling them, no, 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 no. And finally I said, okay, look. My house is for sale. And she's like, really? And they got really excited. And I said, $1.5 million. You bring me $1.5 million, you can have it. They hung up on me. They haven't called me since. But it's like, I don't, like, people got to make a living. You got to earn money. So, like, people, there's people that need those jobs. But
I had a scam likely.
I almost.
Wednesday. That was my most recent scam call.
Wednesday?
Yeah.
I think I have one or two today.
Never had none.
None?
I don't get them every day. I get one like every like few weeks. And it's from the same number every
block
time.
It.
Just block it, yeah, if it's the same.
No, nah, I like them waiting.
You like them waiting?
Yeah, because they'll call me and I'll just let it ring.
Now, every now and then they're fun to mess with if you just got nothing going on.
There's videos of people and he's like, I'm going to scam the scammer. Like, there's one, he gets mad. She's like, so you want me to...
Is that a robot on your phone?
It's a space, man.
Oh, it's a space. Okay, sorry, I got distracted by that.
And she just sits there. So you want me to transfer the money?
Do not transfer the money!
And there was another one. The Indian guy's yelling, I do not know what the plunger is. Stop saying, I do not want a plunger. And then she goes, so you want the plunger? What is plunger? I do not know the meaning. I do not want plunger. He is mad, bro.
There's one years ago.
What is a plunger?
It was some morning radio show that called and left like the Jimmy Dean sausage voicemail because they changed from like the 16-ounce packages to the 12-ounce packages.
And he's now, how the hell am I supposed to feed? Hang on, 1, 2, 3, 4, 7 people. How am I supposed to feed 7 people on 12 ounces of sausage? He's just going off. And it's just like, as an employee of a business, I have several of the businesses I've worked for, I have been privy to actually look at and see and hear some voicemails of people either A, calling into work, you know, or B, like reasons people left and, you know, different things like that, termination reasons. And like, there's some people that they should make movies about their life just based on like 2-sentence termination notices or like whether you will rehire them or not. Yeah. And like most of the time it's just like, yes, we'll rehire. No, we won't rehire. But sometimes it's like, yes, we'll rehire because they're such an amazing, and like they'll just list it all out. And sometimes it's like, no, we're not going to rehire. And then they list why they got fired. And you're like, I should be in jail. My God, you shouldn't be allowed to do that. Uh-oh, wait for it. Trash can Cam.
He's going to mess like he always does.
Good. That's
the closest one.
God. Hang on. Leave it on there. You ready? We're going to go for a hook shot.
And miss.
Oh.
That was like way
short. That was closer than mine, I guess.
At least I hit the freaking barrel. I think you might be a
little. No, it wasn't.
It's okay, guys. I got another
no,
one.
No, that thing's like halfway full.
I bought it.
Okay, if you bought it, I'm drinking it.
So, my clutch comes in tomorrow.
For what, your truck? This is nice, I'm not gonna lie.
What? Dude, is a microphone is a microphone stand not nice?
Take a look. Hang on.
Can you see Dylan now?
You look kinda lazy.
Yeah, I bet you can't see me now. I don't think you can hear me if I do this either.
We should put a camera under the table.
I can flip them off.
So that when we lean back.
No.
Crotch cam.
Oh, then you can't itch your balls.
No, then you can, but you can be like, don't switch to under the table.
I switched to under the table.
Okay.
You guys. Oh, my God.
Look, new mics, all right? I will explain that one. New mics, we're just messing with them.
You do have, you're a lot clearer this week. What are you doing? Oh, my God, don't do that.
Do it.
Don't do it.
It wasn't even cause for a drill.
So, guys, let's talk about favorite. Yeah. Favorite power tool brand.
For what?
Power tools.
No.
Yeah.
No. It depends on what you're doing with them. Are we mechanics? Are we working on a house? Are we electricians? Are we plumbers? Like, you need to differentiate.
Power tools. Do you know two?
All I've used is DeWalt. So
who?
Yellow bastards.
DeWalt,
whatever you call them.
DeWalt? You use DeWalt?
Yeah, I use DeWalt.
You plug the power into DeWalt?
Plug the power into DeWalt.
So this is a Bosch, guys.
Personally, I like Flex, but that's just because that's what I run. And I mean, like, I like, Milwaukee? Milwaukee has some really good tools. They're just
their chainsaw.
They're really freaking proud of them.
What? Chainsaw?
You know their chainsaws? No, it's not Milwaukee. It's the, this guy's I'm thinking idiot. About
Husqvarna.
I'm thinking about Husqvarna. The wrong thing.
This guy's retarded, guys. He might not have any brain cells left.
No, I'm
And yeah. And okay, but if we're going to go like corded skill saw,
stop.
I want a Makita. But if we're going to go cordless skill saw, I want a Flex skill saw.
But, like, I don't know. I haven't ran that many power tools. So, like, I can't really, like, you just run what's cheap. So, I can't, like, be like, oh, I know this brand, but.
Bosch is a better brand. But, yeah, I got those because I got them for, like, $40 a piece.
Exactly.
Like, just phenomenal deal. Now, the Flex, we spent a good bit of money on the Flex tools.
They're all right. I don't know. The drill driver broke too quick. The big one's already broken.
Got a lifetime warranty. All I gotta do
get out.
Is go on there and we got the Sukums.
What do you want? Get out. Go. I'm gonna punch you. Go.
Suki. Nobody wants to be licked. Go on.
Ay, ay, ay. And like this, totally unproportionate.
I mean, like, the fact that it took the bolts out of that transmission.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, as far as like,
I mean, that's a,
that either says something about the drill or your truck. One of the two.
Listen, don't be knocking my truck. So
don't get just too because, hyped up.
Hate to say, but it might be the truck.
Okay, listen. My truck
is old.
Is one of those trucks that is perfect for an old redneck. It's held together with just as much hopes and prayers and caffeine as I am.
It's so big, though. I don't know if I'd ever want to drive it around.
It drives better than your Nissan.
But it's so big. It doesn't matter how it drives. It is huge.
It's not that big.
True. It's pretty big. It's almost as big as my, I think it might be bigger than my granddad's truck.
No, it is 22 foot long.
It is bigger than your granddad's truck. It's wider because
it
of the tool bed.
It is an extremely long truck. But if the mirrors fit, you fit. And if they scrape a little, the bed's fine.
There's some back roads that I'm like, I don't want to run into somebody.
Freaking dump trucks and lowboys down those back roads.
Caleb ran into somebody. And the Pittsburgh, that small...
Pigeonburg?
I said Petersburg. Stupid.
You did not.
You said Pigeonburg.
I did.
I was like, what is this?
Pigeonburg.
Pigeon Forge knockoff.
Pigeon Forge stock Pigeonburg. What do we got? Well, we got one little molehill and about 12 pigeons that crap all over everything.
Okay, wait. What did he do?
He hit somebody. Well, either they hit him or I think they hit each other. It's a tiny road.
Where?
So expected.
Like, just like because there was not enough room.
Yeah. Is his.
You know, it's a very small road.
Is his antique Silverado.
Is that the Silverado that we've already pieced back together once?
The black one?
Yeah, is that what he wrecked?
Yeah. Well, it did not wreck. It just broke mirrors. That's about it.
Oh, so he just kind of like swapped a little paint.
Yeah.
That ain't no big deal.
No, the guy who he ran into was freaking mad. It's kind of funny.
Well, I mean, you know.
Who ran into who?
They don't know.
I don't know, because sometimes you get in, you're in a bigger vehicle, and you get those people in their really small cars who won't get over, or the people in their jacked up trucks who won't get over. Get in a ditch, bro.
Well, they both have long mirrors.
The thing I don't understand now that drives me the most nuts, and it's to me it's worse than the stupid "let's make my car look like a dog dragging his nuts across the carpet" trend. I drove by one the other night. I was behind them, and they had so many lights under their vehicle, I couldn't see.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, they had, like, 2,000 lumen LEDs all over the bottom of the truck.
Yeah.
The baby Gladys is not a different color, because I think you can only get white.
Now, it would be awesome if you were under there working on your truck.
Mm-hmm. They all probably point down.
They're terrible.
Well,
like,
no,
I couldn't, like, it was blinded.
They all probably point down.
Well,
terrible.
I mean, yeah,
they think
if you're
so
stupid
cool.
enough to like yee your truck out
with
light.
That's the funny part is they think they are on top of the world.
Well, I mean, in their group of friends, they probably are. But like, you know, I knew people that thought it was cool to be able to snort the most coke. But
I mean,
like,
that is
no.
That's cooler than having a lifted truck.
Way cooler than having a lifted
Coca-Cola
truck.
Coca-Cola doesn't do you any good.
I think it just shows how, like, the guy who drives the old, SHIT box, the old terrible trucks, you know, just the like, or even the people with just their truck, a nice truck, but you can tell they saved up and they just buy their truck and they don't touch it because they just want to buy their truck. They don't, people who care what their truck looks like, I just don't understand.
I can understand wanting your vehicle to be nice. One day I would like a truck that had drove like a, I want a, what's the King Ranch Edition, Larry? I want a King Ranch Edition interior and ride with the exterior of my beat-up 91.
Exactly.
I want to get in it and feel like I'm sitting in a luxury ride, but be able to bounce that bastard off trees and not care.
I want to clear coat mine.
Well, that's why I don't understand why people care about trucks. My trucks, if I want them to take it to that tree and it can keep on going, that's what I want to do. Yeah.
Mine's like a solid, almost 3/8-inch bumper. Directly to the front.
I want to clear coat mine. I want to be able to cook people with my truck. I mean, like, just absolute horsepower.
Oh, that kind of
cook. We're working on it.
But you look at it and you're like, dude, this guy can't make it over 65.
Yeah, but when I look at you and, like, the last piece of the puzzle we need to find is what turbocharger we're going to run so we can start making a header, you roll your eyes at me. Come on now.
I thought we were turboing it. You keep changing your mind.
Okay, if I happen to run up on an M90 supercharger, we'll supercharge that sucker.
Where are you going to happen to run on an M90 supercharger?
Probably be easier to run up on one of those than it will the turbo I want.
I want turbo this big.
Your engine ain't that big.
Exactly. Yeah, why that?
Can you imagine?
We're gonna
run the engine. You'd hear the turbo spool louder than the engine.
I was planning on running you about 6 pounds of boost. I think we're gonna bump you on up to about 12.
I want 1,500 pounds of boost
because I was doing some research and I think the stock rods can handle about 24 psi before they start bending. So let's.
Well, if we put these two we have together, I just want to blow that other one up.
Yeah, but we got to build the turbo and everything first. My goal is we take the engine, we get our turbo, we get our intake, we get everything built for it that we need, right? And then we get our tuner. I might just do an EEPROM flash. I don't know yet. But then we'll put the turbo and all the stuff on your truck now, and then we will start at 7-8 pounds of boost, and then we will cut it up a pound and just do quarter-mile passes until we blow that sucker up, and then we take the turbo stuff off and put the new engine in and put the turbo stuff back on.
And then we put Tenerite in it.
And run it at about 8. Sound good? The last engine I tried to destroy by just hammering it, I never could destroy.
Hey, that's fine with me. If that engine runs forever.
I mean, I highly doubt it, but like, I had a little straight six.
It's starting to sound worse. Well, the timing chain is...
Well, yeah, it's getting ready for a timing change, kid.
I wonder why. How many
probably because I'm a terrible driver.
And there is a... We'll also do a... When we do your new one, it's going to be a little more expensive. I mean, it's like an extra $80, but we're going to do a... I can't remember if they're hydraulic, but I think they're ratcheting for your timing gear covers, your guides, to eliminate a lot of that timing chain slap when you first start.
Yeah, it's kind of annoying.
The good thing about them timing chains, though, is they're very rare to break. Like,
well, why'd they make everything out of plastic up there?
I mean, look how long it lasts.
Y'all have changed it once. There's no way.
I'm pretty sure Granddaddy has.
Exactly. So you can't, like...
But, I mean, the engine's got 200-something thousand miles, and we've been absolutely terrible to it. We have not been nice to that truck.
I'm decently nice to it.
You shift out of that thing. He'll be going downhill at 90 mile hour and just let off the clutch and just... the engine snatches
the
up, belt starts screaming.
The truck doesn't go over 65 unless you force it.
I had it at 85 on the interstate the other day.
Oh, here soon I'm going to...
It
here
was
soon,
not happy about
here
it.
Here soon I'm going to just open it up. I'm just going to... It's gotta get loose.
Everybody once in a while has to reach 100 miles an hour in the car.
I've been clocked at 119 in it.
Heck yes. Malika, 120. Go do it.
Not with that same engine. Not with that same engine.
I got clocked at 119 and a 30. And the cop comes up and he gets to the window and he says, "Son, you know how fast you was going?" I said, "Damn near 120. Do you pull me over?" And I don't know why. But that just set him to giggling. And
he don't say any names. He's fired.
He never even asked for my license or nothing. He just turned around, walked back to his car, said, "Go home," and slow down as he was walking back. And I was like, huh. Wasn't expecting that one, but it worked.
That reminds me when I bought my Glock. Didn't have to show my ID. Didn't have to do anything. Just walked out with it.
Yeah, that got somebody in trouble.
No, he just asked me. He's like, "You 21? I was like, "Yes, sir." He's like, "All right." That's all. Gave him the money.
Here's the problem.
You can buy a Glock and they just ask you if you're 21, but I got to show my ID to buy my daggum cigarettes. I'm just going to tell you, I can kill someone
cigarettes.
With a Glock a whole lot.
To get into your bank account.
To get into my, yeah. You got a bank account. You go to the bank, right?
He has the freaking most he doesn't have to show him a card. He goes up, tells him his name, and they pull up his account. That's how crappy his bank is.
No, I like that. I've been banking at my bank since I was 11 freaking years old.
Yeah, but
I know darn near everybody in there. You do not need to see my license.
I mean, they know me at this point. So.
At this point, but when you first started going there, all you have to do is say, I'm Dylan Murdoch, and they just believe you.
Well, the reason, because they're like, Social Security number, I was like, oh, I got to text my mom. They're like, oh, don't worry about it.
Now, see, I don't mind that, because, like, I have one teller, like, he just gives me my stuff now, because he knows me now, but, like, he asked me, I was like, I'm not pulling my license out, bro. And he was like, well, can you give me, I was like, I can give you any information you want to know. And so I just started spouting off, these are the other people on the account, these are the account numbers, this is my address. And he was like, whoa, okay. Like, and he's like, why do you not like pulling out your license? I'm like, dude, because I've been going here for 20-something years. I don't like having to pull out my license to prove to you who I am. I come in here, and I don't just give you a name. I give you an account number. I usually give you two account numbers because I'm doing something with one to another. Like, I give you enough information. And then, like, a lot of times they'll be like, well, I need to see an ID. And I agree with Brian told me this a long time ago because he was trying to put money in his account, right? And I tell every teller this from now on, if I'm trying to put money in my account and they ask me for like my ID and stuff. If they are trying to put money in my account, I don't care who they are. Let them. Because they were like, sir, we're going to need your password and everything. He's like, I'm making a deposit. And they were like, yeah, but we still, he's like, I don't care if it's King of England. Like, if he's trying to put money in my account, let him put money in my account.
There was one time a long time ago that I went to deposit your check, and then Monday morning came around, and it still wasn't in our account, and I had to go back up there, and they had put it in the wrong account. So maybe it's so that they put it in the correct account.
Well, that sounds like stupid people at the bank.
Yeah, but, like, if I gave you an account number, and you pulled that account up, and then I gave you the name on it, do you still need my license? And like, for one thing, my wife's name is Tasia. Okay? If I can give you the other name on the account.
Ballet.
Yeah. If I say there's a name on that account, and you're going to look at it and go.
Wait, you spell your name T-A-Z-I-A-H, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, okay. Everybody's got all our stuff now.
Well, I have to make sure because I put it on my portfolio today, and I told her how to spell it. So I was like, if I spelled that wrong, my fault. But
I mean, I think her name was Mom. You remember, like, you barely remember Granddaddy Bobby, right?
I knew it starts with a name.
Like, I went to my grandfather, who I hardly ever saw.
I remembered his house.
And was, like, trying to do a family tree. And, like, he knew his daddy's name. And I'm like, well, what's your granddaddy's name? And he's like, we just called him Granddaddy. Like, no shit, Granddaddy. What was his name? He's like, I think his name was Bill, but I'm not sure about that. How do you not know your grandfather's name, man?
I know mine.
Now, granted, that he's had a lot of alcohol.
And, you know, cancer.
Well, I mean, like, the cancer, I think, just made him stronger. Something about a Cunningham, when you, like, try to kill him, it just makes him stronger.
Except for your sister.
Well, I mean, up until it doesn't. I mean, it did make her pretty strong. She's a tough little cuss. I wouldn't want to put up with all that.
I don't get the chemo. It just kills you quicker. Unless you can give me 100% guaranteed.
Well, I mean, not even 100%. Like, give me a 50, 60% or greater.
You tell me it's just going to give me a few more months, I'm not.
Yeah. Like, that's something I've never.
I understand it for the people around you, but as far as for me, I'm no.
I don't know, Dylan. What are you going to do?
Go ahead and kill me right now.
I told my mom, just kill me. I got to do the same to her, though, so it's all right.
If they ever look at me and they're like, you got cancer, it's terminal, you're dying, no options. It's like, all right, going to Africa.
Yeah, I'm going to Japan.
Nope.
Germany.
Nope. You're going to go have fun.
Yeah.
I'm going to get in a raw meat tuxedo and a pocket knife, and I'm going lion hunting. And it's getting videoed.
I'm going to go fight a bear. Screw it.
And think about this, though. Because if you survive, even though cancer is still going to get you, for the rest of your life, your grandchildren can be like, you see that guy over there in the wheelchair? Do not piss him off.
No, even if you die, you can just show a video to people.
Yeah, even if you die, you want to see how my granddaddy died?
Bam.
Watch this.
No, even if you live, I'm saying, because you're going to die from the cancer.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, living, like, even while you're living, you're back. They're going to be like, yeah, he fought a lion, but he lost his leg. No, he killed six lions. They took one leg. I think he's out of
hand. That's like we were talking about the anime people. You know, like, they always win. They beat these strong dudes.
Yeah.
But it's always unfair. Like, Jiraiya, dude took out 4 of the 6 people that were fighting him and then died. And it's like, you never see how truly strong, and you never realize it until Itachi runs into him and he says, yeah, let's run. If you stare the greatest Genju master in the entire universe in the eyes and don't even flinch, you're him. Like.
Yeah, but like.
We're both dead.
You were talking to me about that.
That's what he said. Yeah, he's like, if we fight, all 3 of us will be dead. There's no question.
But like for the anime, like I love how it shows that though. Because like you were talking about they got him.
Yeah.
But it took 6 people.
Well, it was like one guy controlling 6 corpses, but they all had their own powers.
Well, that's
like,
what I'm saying, though. It's 6 people going against one guy. And, yeah, they got him in the end, but, like, he took out 4. That's like if you get jumped. Don't get jumped. I don't recommend it. Like, don't, like, put a sign on your back and say, please jump me. Like, it's hard enough fighting one person when there's 5 or 6. It's like, son of a gun. But, like, when you get jumped and, like, you run into the people 3 days later, and they look just as bad as you. It's like, huh, you suck. It doesn't matter. Yeah, you beat me up with 4 or 5 people. But guess what? This one dude made all of you hurt just as bad as he did. So, like, your goal should always be to make sure they at least knew you were there. So, Dylan, when you tie up with that bear, wound his tendon in his thigh or something. Make him limp for the rest of his life. That way, every time, he'll Dylan.
What was it who told you how you – what was that about?
Yeah.
We just told him he was going to go to Alaska or somewhere and fight a bear with a metal toothpick.
I remember that.
Like a big metal toothpick?
No. Toothpick.
Normal-sized toothpick.
Metal.
Oh.
Just a solid.
Can he have 2? That way he can at least be like – he'd be like the tiniest, gayest Wolverine ever. He'd be like
– come on, bear.
Okay. Don't ever do that accent.
You can do it, Dylan.
Think about it. If you just, like, get a piece of steel that they go into, I mean, it'd be pretty useful.
Yeah, but you want to just sting a bear a bunch while you're, like, a little...
That long?
A little toothpick?
No, that long. Think about it.
Okay, they took a bear one time that they finally killed and pulled, like, 30 or 40 different rounds out of him. And not, like, little rounds. Like, 357 magnums and, like, big stuff.
Yeah, well, hopefully Dylan doesn't find that bear.
Yeah.
You're going to find the cocaine bear.
Probably. Knowing my luck.
And the only problem is, though, it's going to have a heart attack before it even gets to you. And he's just going to run over and be like.
Mm-hmm. Make it all bloody.
I took him out.
Look what I did. He didn't put a scratch on me.
I like how they made a whole movie about what experts said was probably like 30 seconds to 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Of a bear not doing anything but going. And then his heart exploding.
Didn't they say that that was, like, the most rage, dangerous bear for, like, 30-some seconds?
I mean, it probably would have been for, 30, 40 seconds. But, like, you think about how powerful a bear is anyways. And then you get this dude that's, this was years ago, but I think it was somewhere in Washington, D.C., I'm pretty sure. But, like, they shot him. He bull rushed and, like, threw 2 or 3 cops like ragdolls, plowed 5 or 6 other people over. They shot him some more. And, like, for 2 or 3 minutes, they're shooting him, and he's fighting. And then his heart finally explodes, and he dies. But, like, he was just so drugged up that, like, he wouldn't stop.
Like, what's-his-face from Vinland Saga?
The Berserker?
Berserk Mushrooms,
Bjorn?
Bjorn, yeah.
Bjorn. That was a good show.
I love how he dies. It's so, like, how he has Askeladd kill him. He's like, I know you've hated me the whole time, but you were still my brother. And then they duel, and then he dies. Like, it's just like.
Are they coming out with a new season?
They're supposed to be.
Yeah, I heard they were supposed to be, but I can't remember. Or not.
Like in 2026 or something.
And then what's the one we're watching now?
Free Run? Have you watched Free Run? I don't know. Heard about it, though. It's supposed to be like this great show, right? Like.
Yeah, the things I've seen, I want to watch it. But
the first 2 episodes?
Snorfest, yeah.
It's
terrible. But.
It's getting better. Like, as the more it goes, like, the plot is very intricate and like, deep.
The first 2 episodes, it's like, holy crap, what is
happening? I've stopped. I'm watching From right now.
Dylan does this thing. He, like, watches half an episode, and then he turns it off. No. And then he starts another one, and he watches half an episode.
I watched the entire season. You finished Horror Mia?
You finished Horror Mia?
No, I watched season one.
You finished Your Line April?
Not yet.
You finished One Piece?
Shut up.
You finished AOT?
Shut up.
You finished Black Clover?
No, you need to finish AOT.
I know. I do. Oh, I want to finish Horror Mia first.
And then we need to finish Freerun so that we can watch the rest of the Fate Stays.
No judges. No judge. Right now I'm watching something like, what's it called?
Say Dress Up Guard, I'm going to sock you.
No, I'm not gay. I'm only partly gay. Not that
gay. Oh my gosh.
I am watching right now.
Here comes the comments again.
Yay, yay.
I am watching
officially
ReZero.
This is a gay
and I'm watching.
Where is it? Welcome.
Welcome.
It's called More Than a Married Couple, But Not Lovers.
Huh?
Is that the one you was talking about? They had to live together
like
a married couple.
They have to live together like a married couple.
That would not have gone over well in our high school. There would have been babies everywhere.
But like they weren't allowed to be in the.
There would have been more babies than there already were. Considering I started it, there was a lot of people in my high school. They were like, "Screw it, let's make babies and get married." And then like that's what they did.
I wish that you could just do that now.
You can do that, but like
you can. It's just your high school is your family because you're homeschooled.
Well, and nobody would
and we don't live in Alabama, so that's not condoned.
Well, everybody just pitches a fit. Like, I'm talking about, like, I would have kids already.
I think a lot of
I would have a steady job already. No, you're not 18.
But see, I think a lot of it depends on maturity. Like, me at 16, I was, you know, I wasn't the most, like, mature, look at this, you know, can do everything correct person. But as far as, like, knowing how to work, knowing how to, you know, provide money, knowing not to kill people in public. You know, like, I was at least a person that was able to try.
Yeah.
But, like, I was ready to get married and have kids. Like, I already had my fun. Like, so a lot of it depends on, or I was rolling in jiu-jitsu the other day with a guy that's 58. He's got a 3-year-old. Mm-hmm. It was like, whoa. But the way his life was and the things he did, like, this was the timing in his life that it worked that was best for him, I guess. But, like, for me, it's like thinking, oh, my God, I'm crippled now.
That's what, like, just having younger parents is better because once you're past 40, you're dead, half dead already.
Not everybody.
Most people.
There's, like, Buddy's not half dead. I mean, he's got, like, immortal Nephilim blood for half
he's
of his
a vampire,
blood. Yeah, he's got some type of. Some type of cursed blood running through his veins
because
he just keeps right on clicking.
Soup kitchen yesterday. Well, I split a load from of wood about from me to that desk. I split it all up today. Should have me about next winter, Buddy. Why? You're 79. Why? If you stop moving, you die. You still don't need that much freaking wood.
Yeah,
it's like it had my, and he doesn't hand split it, but still, he has a.
That's still bending over.
Yeah.
Putting it on the splitter, rolling it to the
and
splitter,
he said
stacking
this,
it.
It was this big around the tree.
Yeah. That's like.
That would be, I would be amazed.
It's like when we went over to help my great uncle. You know, like he's taking chemo 3 or 4 days a week. And then he's out there running around with his cane with us, driving us to town to get parts for his mower. And, like, we're over there to help him. But, like, he's running around. It's like, dude, how are you? I think he's 83 or 84. It's like, you're half dead, but yet you're still just running around like nobody's business. And then he was upset at the end of the day because, like, he was waiting on crap to come in, and he was upset that we wasn't there to help him finish another project.
Thank you.
And, like, I understand being like that. You need to keep moving, but, like, at a certain time, it's like, whew, we're getting old.
Yeah.
I mean. I know how you feel.
You know how I feel?
Mm-hmm.
My back already hurts, and I'm 16.
So that's because your stupology degree.
Yeah.
I've been sitting all day.
Why? What have you been sitting all day for?
I was making a portfolio.
Portfolio for what?
4-H.
4-H.
Oh, we have to go, like, take a photo shoot at Adams.
Oh, crap. Your mom was throwing gang signs again.
Yeah.
Well, you just got to call Adam and tell him we're going to take a photo shoot. Then you got to take pictures of me, like, pretending like I'm actually doing something.
Oh.
Like, he actually has a lot.
I have to stand by the welding cart and do this.
Well, they won't.
And I have to stand by the plasma cutter and pretend like I'm typing crap in, but that's it.
They're all like, hey, look at this. And then, do you got pictures of you doing this? It's like, why would I think to stop and take pictures? That's like the people that are like, man, I had this amazing meal the other day. And then they pull their phone out to show you. The hell did you take a picture of your food?
I did. I took a picture of my burrito the other day.
You're weird.
No, it was for good reason.
Why?
It's because he said he could eat four.
You remember the El Mexico burrito that I ate four of?
He's complaining. He's like, so I could eat four. I need to order two of those.
I was expecting that, right?
It's a 7-pound burrito.
And you know what? Put freaking guacamole on it.
Mm. How many could you eat of that?
I could eat two if it tastes good.
Did it taste
but
good?
But why do you want warm guacamole?
Did it taste good?
No. Because warm guacamole is just dirt.
That's
because
you just don't get guacamole. You tell them.
Well, I didn't read what was on it.
Oh, my God. That's why you read what's on it. Now, we did go there specifically for one reason. It used to be called Los Trojos, and they had the Los Trojos dip. It is now El Coastal, and it's the El Coastal dip. But it's cheese dip with chorizo and shrimp and chicken and steak. They just dump all the meat off in it.
Chorizo is good.
Yeah, but imagine it all dumped off in a bowl of cheese dip.
I don't like cheese dip.
Good God, Dylan.
I forgot you were gay.
What good are you? What good are you today, Dylan?
I'm not good at all, actually.
Let's think about one thing Dylan's brought to the conversation.
What? That I'm high?
You're not high. You like to pretend to be.
No. Actually, apparently I've been told I look like it.
Yeah, I get told that all. I got told that I was one of the chillest people that someone knew.
You tell them it's because your dad used up all your rage for you. You say, I was supposed to be like a barbarian with rage and everything. You got the cam ready? All right.
Kobe. That's terrible.
I think that was the worst one yet.
I caught air. I felt it. I caught air right here, and then it just didn't go straight.
You even like your hype up chant was even half assed. You were like Kobe, maybe. You gotta be confident.
Sure. Sure.
Like if you're gonna yell half court and then throw it from half court, you gotta be confident. You can't go half court, maybe.
No,
go all
say,
out,
if
Dylan.
You say maybe.
Send it.
You know. Either way.
It doesn't work that way. If you say maybe before you rape a dude, you're still gay.
As long as you don't make eye contact and you both have socks on.
It's the only gay if you make eye contact. I think
don't
my favorite
socks.
My favorite jiu-jitsu one is the noun, gentle art of folding clothes with people in them.
Huh?
I'm going to have you on the mats one day. You're going to come with me one day.
Maybe tomorrow.
It's Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Maybe tomorrow.
You can learn jujitsu, man.
I think you should.
I want to learn jujitsu. Yeah, I'll learn that. You know, Nipo.
No.
Like, dude, I'll learn that.
Now they do
jujitsu.
Hey, Malachi, they do kickboxing too, and Muay Thai and MMA there also.
I'd love to learn Taekwondo.
I want to learn.
What's wrong with Taekwondo?
Regular boxing.
They don't have a boxing gym there.
They have one in Shelbyville, don't they?
No, not that I know of.
I would do boxing, too. Boxing or
Taekwondo. First, I got to get skinny.
Well, you start boxing.
No.
And then you will not get skinny. You'll be just like me. You'll be buff, and you'll look big and chonky.
No, I'll get skinny one day. I'm working on it.
I'm not, so. Not
I mean, I am relatively skinny compared to... Used to be me.
Yeah, 100%. But
thanks.
Like...
Thanks, son.
You used to be huge.
Well, that's like at jiu-jitsu. Kenny, he finally realized who I was when he was talking. And he was like, wait a minute. He said, were you tall and skinny? I was like, dude, I was tall, but I was not skinny.
Yeah.
It's a big
you
old
were
boy.
Huge. I mean...
That's 350 pounds.
Your 3XL shirts hugged your skin.
My boxing... And kickboxing weight was 335.
Is it 340 or 330?
That's crazy. Okay, we got to wrap it up, guys.
Why?
Because someone's yelling at us.
We got to wrap it up. But like, if we're going to wrap it up, we got to encourage people to do things
rubber
like
or metal.
Push buttons.
Rubber or metal.
Huh?
Rubber or metal.
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 Dang, I didn't even spin. Hang on.
Rubber. You suck. Let me do it.
No, no, hang on. I got it.
Rubber. You suck.
Call it in the air.
Rubber. Rubber.
Metal.
You suck.
Like, subscribe, follow, share.
Oh, yeah.
Don't eat hair.
You got any shout outs this week, Dylan?
No.
No
shout
more?
Out.
My aunt finally subscribed because I shouted her out.
I know. You're supposed to. I was going to make you respond to her comment.
Shout out to
people.
If you like, subscribe, and comment,
you get a shout out.
Shout out to somebody named Michael Johnson. Shout out Michael Johnson. Okay.
I'm going to laugh if there's a Michael Johnson that just commented.
He's like, my name's Michael Johnson.
Well, shout out to you, bro.
Shout
we love
out
you.
To you.
Have a good week.
Goodbye.
Bye.